There are times I've had to tell my wife, you know what, can I get back to you on this? Can I have some time to think through this? Or I don't have a response for you now because I'm trying to process.
Welcome to the Reconnected Marriage Partners podcast. Hi, we are David and
Ebon,
your host on the show. We know what it's like to feel less connected as a couple while juggling the increasing responsibilities and demands of work, life, and parenthood.
We also know what it feels like to achieve a deeper level of connection and intimacy in marriage while raising a family.
If you're ready to reconnect on a deeper level, reignite the passion in your marriage, and enjoy a more exciting and satisfying marriage,
even if you're raising children with limited time, this podcast was made for you.
Be prepared to be empowered and inspired to build the strong and connected marriage you truly desire. All right, let's light up that spark. Come on!
Hi, friend, and welcome to another exciting and inspiring time on the show. How are you all doing? Well, in this part of town, or climb, we're beginning to feel the warmth, and I am loving it. Well, about the Courageous Life Conference, thank you for asking. It went well. We had a great time. We laughed, we had fun, we had food, and it was a wonderful experience. I'll be talking more about it at some point and maybe even create an episode where we will share some of the questions that were put across during the conference. I just want to appreciate the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Mount Zion Chapel, Toledo, for having me and for all those who, you know, put that program together. And of course, I appreciate God for making it a successful one. And hopefully, God willing, we'll see you again soon. God bless you all. Well, for today, I'm bringing to you a conversation that can save your marriage. I'm talking about one five-letter word that can save your marriage. You ready to hear that word? Pause. Pause. P-A-U-S-E. That word can save your marriage. You know, before we go on, I would just love to read this scripture. It's one scripture that I love so much. It's Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. And it says, "For the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said this, in returning to me and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confident trust is your strength. But you were not willing." You know, the part that comes to mind here is the "in quietness and confident trust is your strength." How many times have we been in a conversation and we just want to say what is in our mind? We don't even want to wait for the person who is even talking to us, and we just want to give it. You know, this Bible talks of in quietness and confident trust. In quietness and confident trust. In another one says, another version says, in quietness and confidence is your strength. And so I, you know, a number of times I've had been in conversations with my wife, or my wife with me, and we've just had to pause so that we can make headway in that situation. And so today I'll be telling you what the P, the A, the U, the S, and the E stand for, and how you can use it to save your marriage. Let's get on with it. So the P, the first letter there, P, stands for process. Process. And that means to think about that situation, you know, to think about what that person is saying, to actually take time to think through what the person is saying. At times, some persons process things quicker than others. There are times I've had to tell my wife, you know what, can I get back to you on this? Can I have some time to think through this? Or I don't have a response for you now because I'm trying to process. So this P is one way we can help, you know, with our communication, to really take some time to think through before we give a response. The A is for acknowledge. A number of times we feel that acknowledging what our spouse is saying actually means agreement, but that's not really the case. It's more of you validating the feelings of your spouse, that whatever they are actually feeling, whatever they are feeling is real to them, even if it may not be to you. And it gives you an opportunity not to really take sides in a sense. And I think it may be best for us to see some ways in which you can acknowledge a situation or acknowledge your spouse. So you could say something like, I can see how much this has really upset you. Another thing you could say is, it sounds like this has been really difficult for you. Or I can hear how frustrated you are with all of this. Now, this is you actually validating the feelings of your spouse. And it helps in a situation rather than taking sides, either your own side or her own side, or being against her in or him in a sense. So we've talked of P, process. We've talked of A, acknowledge. Now we'll go to U, and U has to do with understanding. When we talk of understanding, we're saying that you are being sympathetically aware of your spouse's feelings and being tolerant and forgiving. And this will come up, you know, when maybe your spouse is angry and says certain things they normally would not say. So, you know, this may be an opportunity to be tolerant and forgiving. Maybe a very good time to practice this. So just being tolerant and forgiving is the place of understanding. That's where the place of understanding comes into play. We'll go to the next one, S, which is seek solutions. And I'll have to put a clause to this seek solutions if that's what they actually want. Because at times some information is all about for your information, not for your solution. You know, there's been times I've asked my wife, and she has also said it to me, do you need some help with that? Do you need me to help out? And I may just say, no, I'm just, you know, trying to let you know in a way so I can also process it while I'm talking to you. And so if there is maybe something that you have done and you've asked for forgiveness, something you could say is, how can I do better? Maybe in another situation, it could be, in what way can I support you? Or is there any way I can help? That is the S, seek solutions. And the last one, which is the E, is empathy. Empathy. And this is the capacity to put yourself in each other's shoes and accurately see the world from each other's perspective. Actually, this definition came from Dr. Les and Leslie Parrott. So when you put yourself in each other's shoes and accurately see the world from each other's perspective. And so this will have to be with when you have been in similar situations, and most times it has to do with an experience you may have had or your and now your spouse is having that experience. And so because you've been in that position before, you're able to relate and you're able to show empathy. You know, an example would be a spouse who works long hours and perhaps forgot to pick up something very important on their way back from work. Now, if one spouse has been in that situation before where they have forgotten to bring in something, they can empathize with the other spouse because they have been there. And so rather than make such a big deal about them forgetting, they empathize with the spouse. So we've talked about P, process, A, acknowledge, U, understanding, S, seek solutions, and E, empathy. This 15-letter word is what you can use in your home and in your marriage. And it's something we have also used and has helped us, you know, connect better and communicate better in our home. So which of these do you think you will need to develop? Which of these do you think you'll be using in the new week? Would you be taking some time to process? Would you be acknowledging your spouse or the situation? Would you listen with understanding? Will you seek solutions? And will you be empathizing with your spouse? Well, that's it for today. And I just pray God's blessings upon your life, that as you do life with your spouse, you would pause to figure out what message they are passing across to you. Till next time, when we meet again, I say, God bless you and yours. Stay connected. Shalom.
If you like that Among Show,
please don't forget to leave a review
to spread the love.
Hi, friend. If you've been inspired or found value in this episode, one of the best ways to thank us is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. We would love to hear from you.
Please feel free to share this episode with friends and family, and together we can build stronger marriages, families, and communities.
Stay connected. Shalom.